Dr. Ray, why do I hear what a wonderful child my son is from everyone else? Show up at school, listen to the teacher conference. Oh, he's a delightful child. I wish I had a whole classroom full of him. He's wonderful, never gives me any trouble, very polite. You should be very proud, I imagine, huh? And you pull out your wallet and you go, no, wait, it's the Miller kid. Little brown haired kid with a gap in his teeth. I got the right school here. Why is this? Why is this that most of us have had this experience that they're so much better, well-behaved for other people than they are for us? We have had that, you know. It's about 90% of the time that's the way it is. The other 10% of the time that it's reversed. They're better for us than they are for others. Well, you know the answer to this. There's something about human beings that really try hard to impress others. And you're going to look good, unfortunately, I think, for folks who don't matter as much in your life. And I don't mean that in any demeaning way. Ladies, don't you love it when somebody comes to your home, visits, talks on the phone and says, ha, your husband, what a great guy. You must just have a ball with him. He is so much fun at work. He's always laughing and joking. He is the nicest guy. Oh, the girls just think he's darling. Hey, you must love it. And the woman's thinking, who? Who are you talking about? George, my husband. The guy that comes in and grunts hello. The guy that comes in and snaps at me if I say something slightly wrong. What are you talking about? It's an unfortunate, sad fact of human existence that we really try to pull it together for others as opposed to those we are comfortable with, our spouses, our kids, our parents, our close loved ones. But there is a certain corollary to this phenomenon. I call it, I should be grateful. At least he's pretty good for everybody else. Let's look at this for a second. Now, Mom, I'm going to talk to the moms here, but Dad, you can listen up. Moms, you have your own commandment. There are 10 commandments. You got one of them. Even if you have to share it with the dad, you got one of them. That means you have 10% of God's commandments. That's how important you are. It is positive that this child is respectful to others, that this 14-year-old would never think of mouthing off to a teacher. This 14-year-old would never roll his eyes at the guy who has him come over to mow the lawn, his coach. No. He'd never do that. Nicest kid, most polite kid, never do that. But I suspect you could total up what all these other folks in the whole world do for your son's well-being, and it wouldn't be a fraction of what you do. So, my point to you, you deserve respect also, as much, or more so, than the others. Therefore, while it is understood that your son or daughter will be more likely to mistreat you than they would anybody else, and while it is good that you're not embarrassed that they don't do this for other people, that everybody else thinks they're just the most polite, sweet-natured kids, that's good. That's fine. It's good for me because my kids act obnoxious to other people. I lose business. I figured I'd do a little calculating. I lose $93 every time one of my kids acts up in public. If you extrapolate that out over 6 months, how many people don't call you for therapy because of your obnoxious kids, because of their attitude? I'm not going to that guy. He can't even control his own. $93. Now, that's pressure. You don't have pressure like that. If your daughter's at church and she rolls her eye at somebody and one of the people in the pew sees her rolling her eye, okay, so she rolls her eye. You get a little embarrassed. I lose $93. Therefore, to continue my point, mother and father, do not permit the child to mistreat you at all. at all. No rolling of the eyes. No, my mom. If I would have rolled my eyes at my mother, she would have said, "You roll your eyes at me, I'm going to roll that little head of yours." You know, if I'd have talked that way to my dad, my head would have been rolling down the hallway. I am stunned at how we take comfort in the fact that our children are good for other people. Well, that's nice, but they need to be good for their mom and their dad in terms of respect. Don't mishear me. I'm not saying they're not going to act up more for you than they do for others. That's true. They will. They're just secure in your love. They know you. They know all your weak spots. They're around you constantly. All of these breed for a relaxing of effort. However, that does not mean that your standard should be relaxed. Do not permit the rolling of the eyes. Right. Don't! By the way, try doing that to your boss, your best friend, or your pastor. The next time somebody in your world says or does something you don't approve of, I want you to do a little experiment. Look at them and simply respond, "Yeah, whatever." See if they don't go, "You know what I like about you? You are so authentic with your feelings. I know exactly how disdainful you're thinking of me. Thank you, thank you, thank you."